Much of the U.S. focus in Syria is on ISIS, but of greater concern to many Syrians are the indiscriminate so-called barrel bomb attacks by the regime of Bashar al-Assad. NPR's Allison Muse reports there's a new push by activists to bring attention to them.
Barrel bombs are crude metal drums packed with explosives and shrapnel, with the power to pulverize an entire block. They're dropped from helicopters. That's a barrel bomb attack captured in an activist video. The regime denies using barrel bombs, but they're the only ones with the helicopters to drop them. The Syrian Network for Human Rights, an anti-regime rights monitor, says barrel bombs have killed nearly 14,000 people. Half the casualties came after a February 2014 UN Security Council resolution calling for an end to barrel bomb attacks against civilians. Over Skype, NPR reached a Syrian woman who's sticking it out in a rebel-held area, often targeted by barrel bomb attacks. Musnel Jundi runs a women's center offering vocational training and English courses. We have a school that's been destroyed completely, another school that's been partially destroyed, and then there's the hospitals. They get targeted too. Human Rights Watch has documented hundreds of such attacks in the last few months. The organization says barrel bombs are so imprecise, the regime doesn't dare drop them by the front lines for fear of hitting its own troops. It says they're used to depopulate rebel-held areas. Most Syrian opposition groups want the international community to enforce a no-fly zone against the regime. But that's unlikely. Pentagon officials have said a no-fly zone would cost billions and could lead to the downing of U.S. planes without stopping the war. Scott Cooper is a former Marine aviator writing a book about his experience enforcing no-fly zones over Bosnia and Iraq.
Quite honestly, you could save some civilians with the no-fly zone. But if it's absent a larger strategy to engage and figure out what a post-Assad regime looks like, it's probably not going to do a whole lot of good.
At the UN Security Council, there's a proposal to monitor barrel bomb attacks and sanction those using them. The U.S. ambassador to the UN, Samantha Power, called this month to put an end to what she says seems to be the regime's weapon of choice. Allison Muse, NPR News, Beirut.